that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say you will do, that is what you will do. We say that is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Lord.
That is why you are called,
oh, yeah,
Jehovah.
Mighty man in battle, that is why, Lord.
That is why you are called,
thank you, Jesus,
Jehovah.
Oh, yes. What you say you will do, Lord.
What you say you will do.
And we know that,
that is what you will do.
Oh, yes.
Powerful, oh God.
Powerful, oh God.
Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning? And you may please be comfortably seated. It's my year of breaking limits. Now this morning we'll begin our intercessions by praying, Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Can our amen be loud and clear? Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12, the scripture says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And he said, against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Please join me, rise to your feet this morning. And together, let's lift up our voices, saying, Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth this year. Lift up your voice and ensure that your voice of faith is being heard on high this morning. Let's together lift up our voices loud and clear. And we are saying, Father, we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church. We destroy every satanic gang up. We come against every scheme from hell that is targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit order of church growth even this year. Lift up your voice and let's pray together. Let's engage the fervency of our spirit this morning. Lift up your voice. God is here ready to answer every of our intercession. Therefore, let's lift up our voices loud and clear as we destroy all satanic manipulations targeted at stalling the growth of this church. Let's lift up our voices and engage our authorities as believers, even this morning, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we destroy all satanic manipulation targeted at stalling the growth of this church. For it is written, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not stand against it. On the authority of your word, we destroy every satanic gang ups. We come against every satanic manipulation that is targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit dimensions of church growth, the kind we have never seen, the dimension we have never experienced. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are praying with passion. You are praying with passion. We are praying the will of God even this morning. Therefore, let's pray from the depth of our hearts. Let's engage our faith as we press through in this line of intercession. Jesus, build your church. Jesus, advance your church as we destroy all satanic manipulation, every scheme of hell, every plan and counsel of the adversary that is targeted at stalling the continuous growth and advancement of this church. We destroy them. We come against them. Lift up your voice. Pray with boldness this morning. Pray with authority this morning. We are taking authority and counsel over all the plans and schemes of the wicked targeted at stalling the growth of this church, resulting in breaking limit proportion of church growth ordained for us as a commission even this year. Father, we thank you. Lift up your voices, and for the next few seconds, let's give him quality thanks. Let's appreciate him, because every plan and manipulation targeted at stalling the growth of this church is destroyed even this morning. And breaking limit order of church growth becomes our experience without fail in every of our assemblies this year. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. And in Jesus' matchless name, we have prayed. Celebrate Jesus with a big clap, if you will, and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. We are going to be praying, saying, Father, Grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. Say a louder amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, the Lord has set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. Lift up your voice and call upon the God of heaven this morning. Pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, we call upon your name. We pray that you will grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the manifestation of the breaking limit order of the prophetic word for the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. Lift up your voice, call upon the God of heaven right now. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with all fervency of the Spirit. Father, grant every winner unwavering obedience, grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the name of Jesus, pray from the depth of your heart. Pray asking God for grace. Grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name this morning. We ask, O Lord, for grace. Grace for unwavering obedience that will result in full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, let heaven hear your voice. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Pray with the fervency of the Spirit, asking the Father in the name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. In the mighty name of Jesus, breaking limit prophetic word of the year will come to pass speedily. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name, and we pray in the name of Jesus, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. You can pray that prayer in the Spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. By all means, connect that prayer to heaven right now. Li para kande kere brala katozia. Na kekere brala kata. Imbe kero brala katozia. Mare sande kere brala katozi. Ike kero brala kata. Father, grant every winner grace for unwavering obedience, resulting in the full manifestation of the breaking limit prophetic word of the year. Lift up your hands and give thanks to God because he has answered again. Father, we give you all the glory. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Shortly we'll rise up again to pray. This time we'll be saying, Father, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church. A louder amen. Amen. Acts 16 and verse 14, there is a certain woman named Lydia who had the word of God, and the Lord opened her heart, and she attended to everything that was spoken of Paul. Please let's rise together, let's pray. Father, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God and our King, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Almighty God, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You open the heart of Lydia, and she attended to everything that was spoken of Paul. Almighty God, let the same become our portion on the harvest field this week, as you open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Almighty God, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Oh Lord God, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the heart of every contact accept the gospel. Let the gospel gain access to the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this lead many to Christ and to this church faith tabernacle in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Make sure God is hearing your voice this morning. Make sure God is hearing your voice this morning. Oh Lord God, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the heart of every contact on the harvest field of Lagos, on the harvest field of Ota and their environs be open to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus that you will open the heart of every contact, men and women, old and young, on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Cause their heart to be opened. Cause their heart to be opened. Let every stony heart be melted in the name of Jesus Christ. Let every form of hindrance be removed, and let the gospel gain access to the heart of every contact this week, thereby leading many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Pray with all of your heart. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let your voice be registered in heaven. Let your voice be registered in heaven. Jesus, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's power this prayer in the language of the Spirit this morning. Zekwa le kumbo se zeloa, akembo le kumpe pesa zoloa, reposo se se, undoamba lampo le mpota tedoa le bopo potea. Zake ale lenko lampata, ake ale lembra kambozo zelo mbreketekwa. Jesus, open the heart of every contact on the harvest field this week to the gospel, thereby leading many to Christ and to this church in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be Almighty God. Nothing hinders the gospel from gaining access to the heart of every contact this week. By so doing, Jesus, lead many to Christ and to this church. Lift up your hands and give him thanks. Father, we give you praise. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. Can I hear the loudest amen? Isaiah chapter 51 and verse 11 says, Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner. Open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where all their challenges will be turned into testimonies. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, we pray, open the eyes of every challenge winner. Open the eyes of every weary winner. Open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where all their challenges, all their weariness shall be turned into testimonies. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, we pray, open the eyes of every challenge winner. Open the eyes of every challenge winner. Open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, to see this church as the mountain of God and their city of refuge, where everyone challenged will be turned into a testimony. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and speak to your Father. My Father and my God, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where all their trials, all their challenges, all their tests will be turned into testimonies. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you stand in the gap. Lift up your voice as you intercede. My Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner. Open their understanding, Father Lord, to recognize this church as their city of refuge, where all their challenges shall be turned into testimonies, where all their trials will be turned into triumphs, where all their tests will be turned into testimonies. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice and pray. Answer expectant prayers. Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner, every weary winner, to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies, where their challenges will be turned into testimony. Lift up your voice, pray in your understanding. Also make intercession in the spirit. Le praga zendorobo, shapate te kororobo, lamimbrerebo, mampe posibaya, regerere, shabarobe pepe marakataya, jandegerere, mandikazo, siakatondebre, shampe paro, la prekika kasandaya, aprimaros, lantia kaskiarala, lebregero, ratata. Father, open the eyes of every challenge winner to see this church as their city of refuge, where their challenges will be turned into testimonies. Lift up those hands. Appreciate God. Give him thanks for answer to prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated. It's my year of breaking limits.
When we rise, we shall pray saying, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. 1 Kings 8:15, and he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto my father, and by his hand had fulfilled it. Let's rise as we pray. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate of this year. In the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of Jesus. Faithful is he that calleth, who also will do it. Let's lift up our voices in prayer this morning, engaging with partnership mentality, crying out in faith to the God that answers prayers. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of Jesus, let the 10,000 new churches ordained to be planted across Nigeria this year be fully accomplished with great speed. Let the double of our presence in all foreign missions be fully and speedily delivered by your outstretched arm. In the name of Jesus, somebody lift up your voice and pray with fervency. Cry out to God this morning. Reach out to him with the understanding of supernatural reward. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. It is written that you shall build your church and that the gates of hell shall not prevail. Our Father, let it come to pass according to your word in this commission this year. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand, O Lord, for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. Is somebody praying this morning? This he has started and he will accomplish it. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. Prove again that this is your agenda. In the name of the Lord Jesus, our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of Jesus, are you praying this morning? Is your voice registering in heaven? Lift up your voice, engage confidently. This is the will of God. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. You are not a man that should lie. You are not a son of man that should withdraw. Our Father, stretch forth your mighty hand. Stretch forth your hand of war. Stretch forth your hand of speed for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of Jesus, by the outstretched hand of God, Elijah outran the chariots of Ahab. Lift up your voice right now and in faith, let's engage the hand of God for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand as you have done before. We saw it come to pass last year. We are reaching out to you again this year because you have not changed. Stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. In the name of Jesus, pray with all your heart this morning. Don't mutter words. Reach out to the God that hears and answers. When we pray, our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy and full delivery of the church planting mandate for this year. Reach out to him right now, praying in the Holy Ghost. You can also pray in your understanding. Our faith must be online. Abaton tondeya latariani, eshaya rada dadara nabado, o tabradia lagatandorantaniani, leruala babrano, o duara tandeliara da zantonani, elekaba, waratanini, ashwara gaba marana lada, alorodon zombrandia latadi, eliara gaba marana, alorodon zonshande, lerushaya gaga, ababant. Tonabante, Eliada Zatana Mamante, Ela Bonta, Abrana Bantonaba, Ariado Zonshantanaba, Abrogo Bontaniali Danda. Lift up your voice, commence appreciation as we perfect our intercession this morning. Give him thanks and praise. Our Father, receive all the glory for doing what your mouth has declared. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. A big hand to Jesus and please be seated in God's presence.
my year of breaking limits. Right now, it's time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Lord and give expression to our heart desires. As we do so this morning, let's remember God's word to us in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. It says, ask and you shall receive, seek you find, knock, and the door shall be opened unto you, for everyone, including you and I, that asketh, receiveth. This shall be our testimony this morning in Jesus' name. Please rise upon your feet and begin to speak to the Lord. Take advantage of this moment, whatever those issues might be, personal or the ongoing operation term for Christ 2020, whatever it may be, pray with your heart, pray in faith, and pray confidently, expecting answers from God. Let's begin to give thanks unto God right now for answered prayers. Thank him and thank him. Thank him some more. Thank him in your understanding and thank him in the Holy Ghost. For he that giveth thanks in the spirit dwelleth well. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand if you will. Thank him. Thank him. Praise him. Bless him. Magnify his name. Father, we give you glory and praise today for answered prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please be seated and put your hands together for the Lord.
It is testimony time. Praise the name of God. Please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed by them in Jesus' name. Number one, miracle baby via Kingdom Advancement Prayer.
Let's celebrate Jesus. We joined this church in 2008 and have been following all the instructions from the mouth of God's servant. Confidently, I told my wife that our challenges will be taken care of by God and this church. I engaged in praying for the advancement of God's kingdom when I discovered that Matthew 6:33 is all that I need to see my testimonies manifest. I forgot praying for my personal needs. I was praying for souls to be saved and established in this church. After every Covenant Hour prayer service, I will go back to my house and pray for 1 hour before going to work and also reach out for souls. Thereafter, things started turning around for good in my life and family. Let's celebrate Jesus some more. In 2017, my wife took in, but none of us knew that she was pregnant until after 4 months. You can celebrate Jesus for that. October 2017, to be precise, when my wife went to the hospital for ovarian cyst drainage, the doctor told her that she was 4 months pregnant. Is someone clapping for Jesus for that? During this period, our monthly flow was as usual. Today, we have our miracle baby boy, Prince Victory Ifechukwu Okoli, after 13 years of waiting on the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. In short, without Matthew 6:33, life is meaningless. I give all the glory to God, and I thank him for the grace of obedience to heavy instructions from the altar. The testifier is Jude Okoli. Let's celebrate Jesus for that marvelous act. Number 2, business breakthrough via kingdom service. On May 19, 2019, the service was tagged Supernatural Turnaround. The previous day, I took as much flyers I could to distribute in preparation for my Supernatural Turnaround the following week. While on the field, I met my secretary. She said, "Oga, why are you sharing flyers by this time, as late as 8 p.m. And I told her that next week is my Supernatural Turnaround. Praise the name of God. The following week, someone called and gave me a contract worth 11.5 million naira. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Which was the first since I started the company in 2014. 2 weeks later, another person gave me a contract worth 9.7 million naira. Let's celebrate the awesome God. Also, the person that gave me the first contract gave me another one worth 4.5 million naira. Is someone celebrating God? I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Mayowa Olabisi. Let's be on our feet and appreciate God, celebrate God for his marvelous act in our midst. Celebrate him some more.
Will you lift your hand to heaven and give thanks to God for those marvelous acts that he has done in our midst? He's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Let's give him praise. Let's give him honor. Let's give adoration unto him. We are saying, not unto us, but unto your name. We give all the glory and praise. Will you celebrate the faithfulness of our God? Thank him and make sure it's coming from the depth of your heart. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give the adoration unto him. Celebrate him. Our God is good. Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Give glory and give praise. 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 Are you thanking God this morning? Are you celebrating him? Are you glorifying his holy name? Are you giving him all the praise that is due unto him? Thank him and do it from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise and the glory, the honor and the adoration. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high. Thank him also for the answers to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain. but you have prayed in your way into answers. Will you give him praise? Will you give him glory? Father, thank you for the answers. Our intercessions, our supplications, you have heard us and you have answered us. And for it, we give you all the praise. Appreciate him and celebrate him. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. He said, he opens my ear morning by morning to hear. Lord, open my ear to hear from you this morning. I want to hear directly from you this morning. I want to receive directly from you this morning. I want to hear from you today. The word that will bring rest, the word that will change my story, the word that will transform my life. I want to hear from you this morning. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for the privilege and blessing of being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you have brought us here today to change our story, and therefore transform us again by your word. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation, which we began looking at yesterday, is entitled, Every Divine Agenda Delivers by Faith. Every Divine Agenda Delivers by Faith. John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29. The Bible says that they said unto him, he said, what shall we do that we may walk the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he had sent. Jesus makes it absolutely clear that walking for God is walking by faith. Until faith is in place, there is no man that can walk for God. You may walk, but it will not reach God without faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, it said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. It said, for he that cometh to God must first believe. And then he must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So faith is a non-negotiable factor in our spiritual engagement. No wonder we are told that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14 and verse 23. So faith becomes a vital requirement for anyone to engage productively in the advancement of God's kingdom. And it's important for us to recognize this because it will facilitate the productivity of every one of our engagement. Our engagement physically will have no impact spiritually until our faith is in place. It is faith that brings about the impact of every spiritual engagement. Now, it's also important for us to understand that the end time church, according to scriptures, is ordained for continuous growth. The end time church is ordained for continuous growth. In Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2, the Bible says concerning the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all the mountains and above all the hills. And it says all peoples shall flow into it. He said, because out of Zion shall come the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. All kinds of people are to flow in, nations are to come in the last days. That is God's latter day plan for his church. In Zechariah chapter 2 and verse 4, he said, run, tell this young man that Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and of cattle therein. The end time agenda is for the growth of the church. And when we see the end times beginning in the book of Acts chapter 2, we find there that it was manifested by the invasion of multitudes. The Bible says that 3,000 were added to the church, Acts chapter 2, verse 39 all the way down to verse 42. He said 3,000 were added to the church. In Acts chapter 4, verse 4, we see also 5,000 yet again added to the church. And in the book of Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, he said the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied greatly, and a great number of the priests were obedient to the faith. So we see clearly from scripture that when we look at the end times, the characteristic of the latter-day church is supernatural growth and advancement. That is God's agenda. That is why our labor in the advancement of God's kingdom is part of his end time plan. It is our labor in the advancement of God's kingdom that validates our input into the end time plan of God. But it's important for us to understand that there is no divine task that can be accomplished in the energy of the flesh. No matter how much input man gives, it can never turn to impact without God's input. It is the divine input that brings about supernatural impact. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 9, it said, by strength shall no man prevail. So it is not our ability, it is not our capacity, it is not our energy that will ever bring to pass the plan of God. It is the input of God that makes the difference. Shout hallelujah. In Romans chapter 9 and verse 16, we are told there, it said, it's not of him that willeth, neither is it of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. So it is the input of God that produces impact on the earth, the input of God. And it is through faith that we secure God's input. Our faith is our active connector to God's ability. Until our faith is in place, the ability of God is not on display. It is our faith that brings about the display of divine ability. Shout hallelujah. This is very important. So the faith foundation is a necessary factor in bringing about God's manifestation on our behalf. That is why we recognize that when faith is in place, there is no limit to the manifestation of God on our behalf. Mark chapter 9 and verse 23, it says, all things are possible to him that believeth. So our faith is that active connector that brings God on the scene to bring to pass his plan. That is why in all that we do, make sure you do it in faith. You are out on the go, go in faith. You are on the altar of prayer, pray in faith. You are following up on your converse, you follow up in faith. Every action that you take must be taken in faith. Don't forget that we said earlier that whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So for you to please God in your engagement, faith is an absolute necessity. It is not enough to act with your body. You must connect with your heart, and faith is the active connector. Until it is in place, we cannot see God's hand on display. I see the hand of God going on display in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What that simply means to you and to me is that the ongoing operation 10 for Christ 2020 is only deliverable by faith. Until faith is in place, we cannot deliver our quota. It is only deliverable by faith. It's amazing in the book of John chapter 15, we are very familiar with this scripture beginning from verse 1 all the way down to verse 5. Jesus was speaking. He said, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that brings forth fruit, he purgeth it. And he begins to admonish us on the necessity of bringing forth fruit. But then he says in verse 5, very, very strikingly, he says to us there, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. It means that the best you can do without God is nothing. The best you can do without God is nothing. You see, the God factor is the multiplier factor, is the one that brings the multiplier effect. If you have no God at work, then you have nothing at work on your behalf. Everything is grounded to zero. That is why we must never engage with our own strategy as our confidence. We must engage with his backing as our confidence. Remember, we said earlier, it is the input of God that brings impact on the earth. The input of God. We must never engage with confidence in our strategy, with confidence in our approach, but rather with confidence in God. Paul speaking said, we are the circumcision. He said, which have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in our capacity, no confidence in our ability. Our confidence must be invested completely in God. Shout hallelujah. When this is the case, we position ourselves for supernatural impact. Psalm 127 verse 1, it said, except the Lord build the house, the laborer labors in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city. He said, the watchman is awake, but is in vain. You see, if you are going to have supernatural impact, it is by the input of God. God is the difference maker in this pursuit. He is the difference maker in this pursuit. Shout hallelujah. That's why it's important at every point in time that as you engage, your confidence is completely in God. I remember some time ago, recently, we went out, we had a specific target that we were looking at getting for the day, and we were not exactly at that target, but then went to God at the conclusion and handed everything over to God. Father, thank you for all that you did for us. And interestingly, the next day, the number of people that came, we have never had that number before. They just came like a flood. When I saw the details, I had to ask the person who did the follow-up calls, are you sure it is correct? Because the number was beyond expectation. You see, if confidence is in your ability, you will always fall short. But when it is in God, you will always go beyond. Why? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. My prayer is that for each one of us, as we engage in this season, our confidence shall be invested in God. And as we do so, I see supernatural results coming our way. Even far beyond what you expect, I see being delivered on your behalf. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and lift your voice before the Lord? Lord, I receive grace to keep my confidence in you at all times. As I engage on the harvest field, as I engage on the altar of prayer, as I engage in following up on the lost, Lord, I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. I receive grace this morning. I receive grace this morning to engage with my confidence completely invested in you. I receive that grace right now. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your supplication. You are praying for yourself right now. You are praying for yourself right now. I receive grace, O Lord. I don't want to be confident in the flesh. I want to be confident in your input that will bring impact in every engagement. Impact on the altar of prayer. Impact on the harvest field. Impact in following up. Impact in sin to the establishment of every new convert. Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. The grace that will assist me to be unwavering in my pursuit. The grace that will assist me, Lord, to bring about the full delivery of your agenda in the name of Jesus Christ. My own quota, I will not fall short of it in the name of Jesus. Is somebody praying right now? Are you calling upon the name of the Lord? Are you crying unto him in faith? My Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, we call upon you this morning, and I ask you for the release of grace, the release of grace. Let it be made available to me, Lord. Grace, O Lord, for supernatural results by reason of continuous investment of faith and confidence in you at all times. Lift your hand and lift your voice now and give thanks unto God. If you believe that that grace is yours, if you believe that that grace is yours, will you give him glory? Will you give him honor? Will you give adoration to him and celebrate the faithfulness of our God? Thank him from the depth of your heart. My Father, I give you praise and glory in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. The grace you have requested of God shall begin to manifest in you in the name of Jesus. from this day onward, your results shall be supernatural. In Jesus' precious name. Another day provides another opportunity. Therefore, begin to decree what you expect to see today. It's what you decree that God will deliver. It's what you decree that God will deliver. He said, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Now speak and decree. Speak and decree. Because you will have what you say. You will have what you say. Speak and decree right now. Make sure your voice is being heard on high. Because you are decreeing. He daily loaded us with benefits. As you speak it, you will see it. In the name of Jesus, the day is blessed. The day is loaded. Favor is packaged within the day. Doors are open all through the day. In the name of Jesus, a day of productivity, a day of supernatural results. In the name of Jesus Christ, the day is declared blessed, no evil tiding, good news on every side. Now lift your hand to heaven and begin to glorify God. Thank Him, appreciate Him, celebrate Him. Thank Him for the blessings that are waiting for you today. Father, thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. You have made your decree today, and so shall it be delivered for you. In Jesus' precious name. Don't forget, take advantage of every opportunity today, going after the lost, following after your converts, and as you do that in secret, God will reward you openly. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's share the goodness. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulations, somebody, as you go. Be blessed.